Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about the Center for Forage Management and Environmental Stewardship. Hello, I'm Amy Taylor, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. So, Rocky, what is the mission of the Center for Forage Management?
The center is a Mississippi State University extension-driven initiative that is supported by the Mississippi Agriculture and Forest Experimentation and other partners such as USDA and NRCS, Mississippi Soil and Water Conservation Commission, Grazing Land Coalition Initiative, Mississippi Cattlemen Association, and the private industry. The center will focus on extension programming complemented by interdisciplinary research that will serve as a forest umbrella for Mississippi and the southern United States.
And tell me, where is the center located?
The main area operation of the center is a 20-acre facility located in the east side of the main entrance of the South Farm here on campus. The facility is equipped with water system shades, electric fences, and animal handling facilities. There are about 8 paddocks and 16 ranging from 2 to 3 acres in size, with a major cool season and warm season forage utilized in Mississippi. We'll be also working with producers across the state on farm-driven projects that will allow us to put those programs in practice, allowing them to learn and gain experience from the management and strategies as well.
Okay, so sounds like that means a lot to many of us. Now, what are the goals of the Forage Center?
The primary goal is to develop a knowledge base and guidelines that will enable producers in Mississippi to diversify forage-based systems, enhance flexibility and efficiency, as well as reduce economic and environmental risk on the variable climates while influencing market and policy conditions.
So could you elaborate on what diversified forage-based systems mean?
Our goal with this project is to develop grazing management strategies that will allow livestock producers to reach more than 300 days of grazing and significantly decrease the use of supplemental feed. So we were working with unevaluating forages that will be used to close the gap in transitional periods from warm season grasses into cool season grasses and vice versa. That means the incorporation of legumes and grass mixtures that could extend the grazing system but provide good forage quality as well.
What environmental benefits are the focus of the center?
The environmental aspect will target soil and crop management systems to maintain and improve soil quality for long-term productivity. We plan to evaluate new methods and strategies for applying fertilizer and manure to minimize environmental risks, such as nutrient loss, and improve the utilization of nutrients for forage crop growth. We want also to look at strategies that will allow managing their operation during drought conditions, the importance of sequestering carbon, nutrient cycling, and building soil health.
What are the programs that the center might have down the pipeline?
Some of the programs that we'll be implementing during the coming 2 years include a program called 30-40. The program will aim to lift returns on assets by 30% to a 40% increase in forage utilization by using grazing management strategies to extend the grazing season and decrease hay feeding supplementation.
And there's a handful of programs that you wanted to describe today, so tell me about those.
There's another program called Beyond 2020. We'll focus on improved pasture production and consumption through better understanding and optimizing the response to key inputs such as nutrients, water, and grazing. Another program that I think is going to be very beneficial is called what we call Forage Plus. And the program will have a strong emphasis on increasing forage utilization and improving the skills, management, and capability of the county extension personnel and livestock producers using feed-based systems. Forage Innovation program will be aimed to gain a detailed understanding of the true protein and mineral profile of perennial and annual forage crops and how they can be combined with commodity feeds to reduce supplementation. This might include also hay testing and certification program. And another program that I think is going to be very neat is what we call Forage U. And what we're going to try to do with this program is to aim to have an open forage discussion with producers across the state in a brown-back lunch style where producers can ask questions and get answers and provide also feedback on some of the things that they're doing in their farms.
Thank you so much. Today we've been speaking with Rocky Lemus, Mississippi State University Extension Service Forage Specialist. I'm Amy Taylor, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.